Red FM. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
All the latest things. 6 days to go until Cork and Clare, the Rebels and the Banner, hammering it out up in Crow Park. And again, today is the day the tickets are going to go on sale for the massive screening, the big screen at Parky Queeve. It is the Rebel Fan Zone. If you can't get to the game, you can get tickets for this for free today. They'll be available, we think, around lunchtime. We don't have an exact time, but if you stay with us right across the day, as soon as they're made available, we will tell you where to go. You will need to go to the Cork GAA website or the Cork City Council website. The tickets, again, are free to get into the Fan Zone on Sunday. We are asking everybody, only apply for these, please, if you can go 100%. Because if you take these and you don't use them, like, I'd imagine this thing is going to sell out. It's not, sell out is the wrong term, because they're not for sale. It will pack out.
It will.
But you won't be able to, you know, you'll be denying somebody a chance to go if you take tickets and you don't use them. So yeah, only if you're 100%, we will be there, no matter what the weather. This thing will be going ahead. So those tickets will be available later on today. We'll tell you exactly when. Just keep Red FM on all day long. So 10 days to the Olympics, and there's only 169 days left of this year. Today's International Atomic Bomb Day.
Oh, interesting.
For you atomic enthusiasts. And you celebrate your birthday today with Michael Flatley. What age would you give Flatley? Oh, old flaming feet.
I'm going to say 63.
I tell you, he looks good for 66, doesn't he?
Is he 66?
66, with a net worth of $350 million, they're telling us here. You celebrate with Johnny Vaughan, who's 58, and Gareth Bale, the footballer, who's 35 today.
He's only 35, he's a baby!
What else has gone on in the world? You were asking me about meditation off air there earlier
on.
Yeah.
Well, Danny Dyer has revealed that he meditates every night.
Yeah.
He was saying that he absolutely relies on it to feel joyful about life, and it gives him that detachment that helps him feel joyful about life.
Oh, so one of the best things you can ever do.
Yeah, I try to do it once a day.
Yeah.
I do.
Five or 6 minutes of just shutting your head off. It's just like a conscious sleep, basically.
You're actually, that's a really good way of describing it. It is.
So you're just shutting your brain down. Because if you have a brain like mine, I've got 900 tabs open at the one time, and I don't know where the music's coming from.
But it's really good to just get rid of all of the thoughts out of your mind, because that is where sort of anxiety stems from, isn't it? Sort of constantly thinking, you know.
Who else was talking to? Somebody was talking to Brendan O'Connor over the weekend.
Robert Sheehan.
Yeah.
He was saying actually that he had a really tough time of it a few years ago, and was just very, very anxious, couldn't find any peace, and couldn't be on his own.
Yeah.
Was always feeling the need to be with other people, and during lockdown, it just really, you know, it sort of obviously peaked, and he said, I need to do something about this. He started to meditate, and he said it's been an absolute, like, it saved his life.
Game changer.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a retreat, actually, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right.
Yeah.
I don't think the D is pronounced. I'm going to say Dzogchen Bera.
Okay.
And the Buddhist retreat have opened their new temple way down deep into West Cork.
It's fantastic, lads.
It's got that incredible Tibetan Buddhist architecture.
It looks amazing.
It's taken them 8 years to build it.
Yeah, it's got a copper roof. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen,
Made from copper pipes.
Copper pipes.
Congrats to lads down in Dzogchen Bera, if you want to head down to that.
Yeah.
This I'm all for. This gets my seal of approval. Danny O'Donoghue from The Script has joined forces with GAA sport icons, football players, rugby stars, other musicians from across the country.
Lyra, I think, is doing that as well.
Good on you, Lyra. To record a load of safety messages for road safety.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan Hennessy and Jimmy from Picture This, Andrew Porter, Aoife Wafer, and soccer goalie Courtney Brosnan are all appealing to people. They've got huge influence across their socials as well. Just to everyone, please take it easy on the roads. The figures are frightening. It's way beyond what it was this time last year in terms of road deaths. And again, you just need to be reminded every now and then, when you're driving a car, you're driving a little weapon.
Yeah.
If you don't do damage to yourself, you can do serious damage to someone else. So please keep just, what's the rush? Really?
There is no rush, lads.
When
take
you get
your time.
There, you get there. So do take care on the roads. And Tánaiste the Mícheál Martin has stepped in about the whole Rory Gallagher guitar argument. So Rory Gallagher's brother has ownership of this guitar.
Yes.
And he wants to sell it. It could go to auction and it could be sold for £1 million. There's been a huge campaign. There's an online thing you can donate to if you want to go to the GoFundMe. They're trying to raise $1 million to buy it to keep it in Cork.
Okay.
Because this guitar shouldn't be sold to somebody out in Hong Kong or something.
Yeah.
It should be kept here where Rory grew up and where Rory learned to play the damn thing.
Yes.
So if you feel strong about that, you can seek out the GoFundMe.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
6:37 is the time. Vix got your VIPs. What have you got?
It's funny you talk about Billie Eilish because she's in my VIPs this morning. She's been named as the...
What was that?
Huh?
What was that? That noise that came out of my nose. Just I was exhaling and I sounded like I sat in a cat.
I did.
Did you not hear that?
No.
Oh, please, Dave, if you're listening, clip that one up.
Someone play that back to me. I missed it.
Jeez. This, you know things are going wrong. There's wind coming out of it. You don't even know where it came from.
Billie Eilish has been named as the latest A-list star to be reading one of the CBeebies bedtime stories. Do you know the way they get all these A-list stars in? Like, I remember Tom Hardy
did one, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't you love that now, Tom Hardy reading you a story goodnight?
Lads, stop the lights. But anyway, Billie Eilish has been named. She has actually got a really nice tone to her voice.
Yeah.
She's got a really nice, relaxed voice. I'm actually quite a big fan of hers as well. I like her music quite a lot. And as you said, your eldest daughter does. But yeah, you can expect to see Billie Eilish popping up on the CBeebies couch soon. She's going to read a story apparently called This Moose Belongs to Me.
Okay.
Friday.
This Moose Belongs to Me.
That's a good impression there, Casey.
I just can't hit those high notes.
Yeah. Yeah. Friday.
Maybe that's what my nose was trying to do, a Billie Eilish impression.
I want to hear that. I want to hear what happened there. I completely missed that.
I'll see if I can find it.
Tenacious D, the band.
Yeah.
So this is the band fronted by Jack Black, have found themselves in a bit of hot water. So basically they were up on stage and it was Kyle Gass, member of the band. It was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
They brought a birthday cake out on stage. They sang him happy birthday and then they asked him to make a wish. This is what went down.
Make a wish, Canada. Don't miss Trump next time.
Whoa, yeah. That was his wish.
So I don't know if you caught what he said at the end.
Jack said to him, make a wish, and he said, don't miss Trump next time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got a backlash on him.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would suspect that won't be the last and only time that somebody says something like that in public.
Yeah.
I think there's a tendency probably, even though a lot of people are thinking it.
I don't think he can wish people dead, though. That's the thing. Regardless of it, it was said in jest and tongue in cheek and it was a joke or whatever, but like the lad nearly did have his head taken clean off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he, by the way, Trump made an appearance yesterday or last night, walked out on stage at a rally with his ear all taped up, defiant as ever, and brought out his new VP, his new vice president, who's a young lad friends with his son.
That's right.
Apparently. But anyway, yeah, there's going to be trouble over that Tenacious D thing.
You met Tenacious D, did you?
Did I meet them?
Well, there was some history of you and Tenacious D.
Yeah, I think it was the worst interview I ever had to do in my life.
With them?
Yeah.
What
it
happened?
Didn't. It just didn't work
Where
out.
Where was it?
It was when I was working up in Dublin. Oh, this is 10 years ago. It was like, will you talk to the lads? They're doing an album. They're doing like 20 interviews. You're number 17. You got 10 minutes with them.
Ow.
And you get a phone number and you ring. And I only had one phone line, but there was two of them. I was supposed to, the only studio I could get had one phone line. They wanted me to ring them on two phone lines. Do you get me?
Yeah, I get
so
you.
So I had only one phone line device that I could ring on. And when I rang Jack Black, I just said, listen, Jack, I'm really sorry. I've only got one phone line. Yeah. Do you mind if I just have a quick chat with you and I can talk to Kyle separately and I'll stitch it all together? He wants to talk to us separately.
Is that what Jack Black said?
And then the two of them start doing this thing back and over where Jack was saying, ask me Kyle's questions and I'll tell him. But they kept doing it at that tone back and over. And the whole thing was really awkward and horrible. And then he said, yeah, print that in your little newspaper. I was like, you're actually on the radio here.
Oh my.
And then he kind of snapped out of it a little bit. And
that's a mental story.
I have the audio somewhere and it was
so
just.
So they went into character almost.
They just, because I couldn't ring them on two phone lines.
It turned into a comedy sketch.
It really
and
did.
You were at the receiving end.
Yeah, Father Dougal was on the phone in the studio.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
If you're the praying type, I want you to put one in for the hurlers this weekend. All right.
Yeah.
Light your candles. But is there like a statue of Prague for the hurlers equivalent? Who
couldn't you just put the Child of Prague one out?
Child of Prague. That's the yeah.
Which put a Cork jersey on it.
But check out what they do over in America. They have the NASCAR races. The guy who runs the event over there says a prayer before the event that everybody is safe and everybody is, you know, has a good run of it and best of luck and everything. But he likes to throw in occasional little things that he's grateful for.
All right.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering to give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for GM Performance Technology and the R07 engines. Thank you for Sunoco Racing Fuel and Goodyear Tires that bring performance and power to the track. Lord, I want to thank you for my smoking hot wife tonight, Lisa. My two children, Eli and Emma, or as we like to call them, the Little E's. Lord, I pray you bless the drivers and use them tonight. May they put on a performance worthy of this great track. In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen.
USA, USA, USA.
We need one of those for the hurlers.
Oh, we do.
I need an exact one of those, please. Feel free. 7:35 is the time. Cash machine coming up. Hang on. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. And I had some help on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM.
Turn Cork Red.
Sean O'Donoghue, hurling captain, and fiance Aoife Daly, everybody, have brought a new little rebel into the world. It's a baby boy, everybody.
Hey.
Congratulations, Shawnee. Congratulations, Aoife Daly. We have a future Cork hurling captain.
His missus is from Limerick, though, so that could be a bit of an
irritant. Dear. Yeah.
Half Cork, half Limerick.
Oh, my God. Little green and red jersey. They do make those half and half jerseys for people who have conflict in families, you know. They're very cute. But anyway, Sean O'Donoghue, he's got... This is a good omen, right?
It is.
This is a good omen for us this weekend. Congratulations, gang. Turning Cork red is Kevin Herlihy from Herlihy's Centrist, Oliver Plunkett Street.
Yeah.
The shop looks amazing. Thanks for your photograph. Wow. You've done a great job in it. Mill Street Library has turned Cork red.
Yeah.
They have decked out the place in red and white. Gillian Gilburn and the crew... They've even got a rebel teddy in the middle of the display. It looks amazing. Well done, gang. Now, with the Rebel Zone tickets, the big news today is they are going to go on release today, guaranteed. The exact time, you got to keep listening to Red FM, particularly keep your ear to Neil Prendeville's show. It could be in and around lunchtime, but we will tell you as soon as they get them up online, they will go. So be on the ball a little bit later on. Be on the ball. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. How are we doing for some dad gags, everybody? We are ready.
Favorite part of the week.
All right. Just my drum. Drums on standby. Ricky's on standby. Vic is on standby. Ladies first, madame. What have you got for us?
A truck loaded with Vic's vapor rub overturned on the motorway. Amazingly, there was no congestion for 8 hours.
Why did the... since Spain won the Euros over the weekend, I'm going to start with this. What did the nude Spaniard say when he slid down a hill, lads?
I don't know.
Gracias!
I've just been to see my doctor. I told him I can't breathe when I eat rice. It turns out I'm asthmatic.
As an asthmatic, I find that joke highly offensive, but very funny.
A frog got his DNA tested. Turns out he's part Irish, part Scottish, and a tadpole.
I took an airline to court for losing my luggage. I lost the case.
An ostrich, an emu, a turkey, and a penguin were all arrested. They were released on bail because they weren't much of a flight risk.
Oh my god.
I recently got squashed by a load of books. I've only got my shelf to blame.
What do you call a gambler that doesn't eat meat?
No.
A lost vegan.
Why can't Stevie Wonder see his friends?
Don't know.
Because he's married.
Oh, my heart.
I'm in trouble for that one, aren't I?
Oh, no, there's nothing that can come back from that. The Egyptians claim there are no crocodiles in the country. I think they're in denial.
Denial is a river in Egypt. I sent out an email to the office yesterday because something was stolen off me. So whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
A man says to Bill Withers, he says, "Hey Bill, ain't no sunshine when she's gone." That's grammatically incorrect. And Bill says, "I know, I know, I know,
I
know."
I like that one. I spotted a brand new clock in KC's orange bin in Crosshaven. Mm-hmm. What a waste of time.
All right, last gag. Okay, I've got one left. You've got one left. Rory, let's go for it.
Let me see which one will I go with.
Oh, take your time there, Rory.
I will. Why can't you use beef stew as a password? It's not strong enough.
Lads, what was Michael Jackson's favourite thing?
No. Go on, go on. I haven't heard it, but I know it's going to be broken. What? Go on.
What?
Oh, for God's sake, lads. This is what I have to work with, lads. Listen to these two.
What was Michael Jackson's favourite thing to do on holidays?
I don't know.
Ski. Yes. Who wins Dad Gags today?
We all do.
We all do. All right. 8:15. Pop quiz on the way. You know, we were talking about those split jerseys, like if, you know, dad's from Cork and mum is from Clare.
Oh, that's right, yeah. You know?
I've got a photograph of Ellie Ann Horgan, okay, who is 3 from Macroom. She's in her Cork jersey and her Limerick jersey.
Oh, I see it. Oh, isn't that brilliant?
She's as cute as a button.
Oh, I love it.
It's tough going. At least, you know, if you are going in, if you're from, if there's a Clare and Cork household out there, yeah. I know you have to decorate the house equally and you have to split it down the middle. And at least you'll come out, one of you is going to be happy on Sunday.
Exactly.
The Cork one.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Morning, Gareth. How are we?
Hello, Casey. How are you?
How's it going? Are you well?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Good man. So are you turning Cork red? Have you got the house covered in bunting and flags yet?
Oh, we're getting there.
You're getting there. Okay, good
stuff.
Takes
a bit of time, doesn't
it? Are you going to make the match, or what's your plan for this weekend?
I'll just catch it on telly.
Okay. You know what? Sometimes sitting down in front of a big telly with a bowl of popcorn,
yeah,
and a bag of chips.
It's a good way to do it.
It's the only way to do it. Yeah. All right, buddy. Let's fly through these 10 questions, 60 seconds. 10 out of 10 is going to win you the grand. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who has a current song called Fortnite?
Taylor Swift.
Who played Rambo in the movie of the same name?
Sylvester Stallone.
What supermarket sponsored Parky Queeve?
Musgrave.
Question number 4. How many players on a pitch when two teams are playing? Hurling. How many players are on a pitch? Two teams on the pitch at the same time?
30.
Yeah, question number 5. What does the C in BBC stand for?
Corporation.
Question number 6. What singer has a song called I'll Be Waiting? I'll Be Waiting.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Keep it local. Keep it Cork. Throw a guess.
Keen to crow.
Question number 7. What country is Shakira from?
Colombia.
Question number 8. How many All-Ireland titles have Cork?
14.
Question number 9. Who is the hurling captain for this Sunday? A lot of hurling questions. Just mentioned him. Just had a baby. His partner just had a baby. Sean O'Donoghue is who we were looking for. You got Taylor Swift, Sylvester Stallone. Now, this would have been a bone of contention if we had got to 9 out of 10. What supermarket sponsored Parky Queeve? You said Musgraves. It's technically Super Value, but you see, Musgraves own Super Value, don't they? So, you know, this is what I'm talking about, yeah. Anyway, we didn't get over the line, unfortunately. There are 30 players on a pitch. You got Cian DeCroge, you got Columbia. Cork of 30 All-Ireland titles, soon to be 31. Sean O'Donoghue was the answer to number 9, and that is the furthest we got. It's a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors, and we will talk to you another day, my friend. Have a lovely weekend ahead.
Brilliant. Thanks, Kitty.
Cheers, Garo. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
8:21 is the time.
It's the sport with Simply Suits.
Good luck to the ladies tonight. This is going to be a massive, massive game. Parc Equiv against France. We're heading down to that later on. Stadium announcer Roy O'Hagan.
Yeah, that's me.
Come here, can we? Oh, please listen. Let's get it. We have to set Rory a challenge.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
you need to get a word in. What can he? What can he do? What is the word that he must get into his announcement tonight? Oh. What is the phrase?
Bin. Orange bin.
Orange bin.
KC's orange bin.
No, you don't need to brand them. What can we get, Rory? You have to get it into your announcement or your speech.
It's kind of like, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're very welcome along to Parc Equiv for tonight's orange bin challenge.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go with orange bin, let's get something. Can you get something Hurley related into a soccer call out?
I definitely think.
I think we need suggestions on this one.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
What does Rory need to shout out tonight, yeah, everyone?
Turn. Cork. Red.
We were talking about the split jerseys, how cute they are when you've got kids from one family, like you'll have a family, dad might be from Cork, mum might be from Clare.
I love those.
And we've got so many photographs of split families.
Yeah.
So banner families and rebel families.
Yeah.
Let's hear from you this morning. 0868 104 106. Do you have your little blue and red, I would imagine? It's blue and yellow is the Clare colours, right? Mm. Very like Tipperary. Have I got that right?
No, isn't Clare like maroon and white?
That's Galway.
Oh, come on, lads.
The banner is yellow and
blue. Yeah.
Yellow and blue, okay. And what colour is Tipperary?
Blue and yellow.
All right, okay. Same thing, really.
Oh, I'm getting those confused, yeah.
So Chris Kent has been talking about, comedian Chris Kent. He had pretty much similar issue in his house, yeah?
I was at the Cat last year. Had my small fellow with us, right? He had a Tipperary jersey on him. I know, because my wife is from Tipperary, and I've no backbone whatsoever. So, Tipperary jersey, you know. He's only one, like, so that's grand. He's 1 year of age, walking around the place. Everyone thought it was very cute. I'd say the vast majority of people thought it was the cutest thing ever. One of the locals then. Jesus Christ. Isn't he a very brave man to be wearing that around here? I was kind of saying, come here, he's not a man at all. I don't know now, did you leave your glasses at home today? Like, what? He's tiny. And if you're looking for trouble, my wife dressed him, all right? So she's over there getting us an ice cream. Work away.
Work away. that is the situation for a lot of homes heading into this weekend. But if you're joining us at the Rebel Fan Zone, this is really, really important. The tickets are 100% going on sale today. They are 100% free. So how did I say they're going on sale? They're 100% available for free today.
Yeah.
Please, if you're applying for the tickets, only try and get these if you absolutely can make it on Sunday, if you can be there to be part of the Fan Zone in Parc Equiv. Stay listening to Neil after 9. He'll tell you the exact time they're going to go on release. We're hoping it's about lunchtime, but as soon as they land on the websites, Cork GAA and Cork City Council websites, we will let you know and you can apply. Tom, good morning, sir. How are we?
Good morning, Casey. How are you?
We're not too bad at all. Tom, are you the proud owner of some little people, are you?
I actually am, yeah. And I'm also just about to head out the door there now on chauffeur duty. They're off to summer camp.
All right. God bless summer camps. That's all I'll say,
I know,
Tom.
Yeah.
God bless them. It's like they're in school all year. We have them for a week and it's like, get out that door again.
Yeah.
Back out to camp. Is there any like 3 month camps you can send them to in Japan?
And they can live there and not come home.
It's a cultural exchange kind of thing. You send a few Tamagotchis over here. We'll send over the kids.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
So Tom needs a break. He needs a night away. Tom, have a listen to this fella here. Let's go.
You know, the man who directed, he said, listen, kid, if I kick the bucket, you'll do it. And I said, shut up. So now I'm going to direct the fifth one with
He was talking about Lethal Weapon 5. Apparently it's in the works. Tom, who is that, please?
It's, as you said, Mr. Lethal Weapon himself, Mel Gibson.
Good idea, Tommy. Well done. You've got an overnight stay with dinner for two at the Grain and Grill restaurant. You're going to go to the beautiful Maldron Hotel in South Mall. Enjoy that and have a nice night away whenever you choose to use it.
Absolutely.
Good man, Tom.
Thanks a million, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Take it easy. Have a good day. Have a good Tuesday, Tom. Thanks for listening.